Coverage of Where 2.0 is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
Scoble and I were sitting around comparing the size of each other's feed lists one night, and we were listening to .NET Rocks as it was playing live, and they were talking about some weird mapping application, and I wasn't sure what quite to make of it. Something called Worldwind. I said, I don't know. I looked it up, and I was like, it's a mapping application. Well, I'd taken a look at that time at Google's Keyhole, if that was the name of the original project, and I wasn't too impressed with it. But then I took a look at this, downloaded it, what was it, like about 1,000 megabytes in size, absolutely gigantic, and I was very impressed. It's so impressed I wrote about it, and then other people started using it, and it had to have been, and still is, in my opinion, one of the best mapping applications out there in terms of the satellite data that's fed in, the ease of use, the UI, everything, and I can't believe it's open source. So, am I correct in assuming that you're one of the chief developers for this project?
Yeah, I am, I guess what you can say, a designer. I do a lot of the other things, like the sysadmin type of thing or the web thing, but also the interface that goes into Worldwind and a lot of the graphics as well.
And you did a lot of improvements with UI between version 1.2 and 1.3.
Yeah, 1.2, I'm really embarrassed about that one.
It's okay. It was good enough. I was glad to see that
that works, and we always constantly keep improving.
And that's odd, because usually with open source projects, the UI never comes along. It's always the function of the program that sells it, so to speak, since it's open source and it doesn't really
right.
sell.
If the feature's not there, I guess. Like a lot of people, such as the open source community, can lend their hand in making the tweaks, and actually a lot of the polish that goes into 1.3 right now is the result of the open source community. They've been in a lot of help.
So are you kind of hoping to take on other programs, desktop or server-side, with this open source application?
Well, right now, Worldwind's absorbing a lot, practically all of my time. And the thing just keeps on going with all the interest that's been generated around it. There's no reason to think about anything just yet.
So, no, wait, are you an official government NASA employee?
Well, technically, I'm a contractor, I work for NASA. Okay. We're working out of NASA Ames Research Center in Mountain View, California.
And are you alone on this project?
Oh, no. We have one main programmer. His name is Chris Maxwell. He's really enthusiastic about his work, and a lot of what Worldwind is made possible by him. We also have a sysadmin, dedicated sysadmin by the name of Jessie Gann. She's been completely awesome getting our systems online, keeping them running, and literally handling the onslaught that you see out of people like such as Slashdot or some newspaper posts it, and then we get hammered, but somehow we're able to weather the storm.
But you actually have torrent files. You seed.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty interesting thing there. We were originally scared to death at the prospects of hosting a torrent file because naturally it's coming from the government and there's a lot of negative publicity and so on. But try to figure things out, and it was apparently okay with the networking people. So so far, so good.
So any lofty goals for version 2.0? How soon can we see it?
2.0 is going to be a little bit down the line. We want to keep on trying to stick with it, I guess, the 1.0 moniker, I guess, because, we kind of have to rewrite a whole bunch of things for 2.0. It's basically a new program, new submittals and stuff like that. But anyways, I guess what we can see in such as version 1.4, we want to open this program up for, let's say, an API or the ability to add in plugins. We want to make that all documented and all open and accessible for both like the personal use and also the commercial interest as well.
So since Google just recently announced, as a matter of fact, kind of today, that they're opening up APIs for their mapping system, is there any chance we may see Google Maps inside of Worldwind at some
That's
point
a little
in the future?
Scary. Actually,
scary
as part of
or
one
true?
Of the, one of the enthusiasts, I guess, from the open source community actually wrote a small application that converted.
So it's real.
It's real, but we kind of want to stay away from that naturally because that we want to make sure that all the copyright concerns are all solved, but we would take a look at the future. Like, why not? Because there are all these open standards.
It's free. I mean, they're licensed for the APIs.
Right.
It has to be free for consumers, and that I know of, Worldwind is absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And huge.
We're working on the size. Right now, it was hovering at around 150. And that was pretty insane, especially considering the add-ons. Not the add-ons, the .NET libraries and so on.
Now, I understand why it would be so big if it came with all the graphics, but it doesn't come with all the graphics.
Well, it comes with a good chunk of it. For example, the entire Blue Marble data set, that took a good chunk. Right now we're removing that and trying to slim it down. Our current goal is maybe around 40 megabytes, something more reasonable. Because when we first started Worldwind, like 1.0 or something like that, we were aiming for a full DVD or a set of DVDs that people install in their system, and we realized that, well, it would never get the distribution that it can need.
So how long ago did 1.0 start?
1.0 could have been at least 1 to 1.5 years ago.
Really?
So it really wasn't that long ago. So
you guys flew under the radar. I mean, what was the moment? Was there a time where it just like kind of ran away
exploded?
From you? Yeah.
Oh yeah, that happened on a very interesting Slashdot Day back in September year 2004. They posted it. I looked at it again, like, oh my god, it got posted, and like servers came to a crashing halt. Did a lot of scrambling trying to get the servers back online, and we've learned a lot since then.
What? Just keep the file size smaller, distributed.
Well, that too, but also making sure that the images are still accessible, because it's not just the application that's pushing it; it's also the server side, such as the hosting of all the images and all that raw data. It's got to go somewhere, and it also has to have the bandwidth necessary. And we may have broken a few bones trying to get that up and running, but getting better.
So in terms of usability, do you aim on in improving any angles of it? I mean, it's overall.
Anything could be always easier, and anything could be enhanced further. The funny thing about Worldwind, since it was originally developed as an educational project, there's a specific attention to the ease of use of the program. And so he made it very game-like, similar to you play around. And
no, it's like very...
And it's actually worked pretty well.
Yeah.
And there's always improvements that could be made.
So what feature is the feature you want Worldwind to have the most right now?
Right now? I have to think about it, because on our forums, people are constantly posting additional features to go into Worldwind. And all of them are great ideas. But we also have to keep on considering, like, which ones make the most sense that could benefit the community most. I'm particularly looking forward to the API that I talked about earlier, making the plugin infrastructure. Because what happens is when people start writing their own applications that attaches itself to Worldwind, we're going to see stuff I've never seen before.
Well, I can imagine. Now, this, of course, is a Win32 binary running in Windows. Any chance on porting it to the other operating system? Since you are using .NET, I'd assume you'd be using Mono?
We tried, at least looking at Mono. There are some difficulties with it. When it becomes a possibility, of course, we're going to take a look at it. It's a little bit challenging with the resources that we have at the moment for the possibility of Mac and Linux ports, but we haven't forgotten them.
Oh, of course not. So why did you choose Windows then? Is that just your default editing or development environment?
As part of the educational focus, we wanted to get this kind of application into as many systems as possible. So the logical choice, unfortunately or fortunately, is to go for the Microsoft platforms, and because they're so well established on desktop systems and so on. And even in education, especially for what did the students have at their homes, they got all Windows PCs.
So what's the coolest thing that's happened to you since your newfound fame of being one of the developers?
Well, I end up in places like this, and this is the O'Reilly Ware 2.0 conference. I'm learning so much at this type of environment to encounter all these other people who are intensely involved with the GIS community, and we're learning as we're going along. It's just amazing just to be here.
So no one's asked for your autograph yet?
No, that's okay. And if they did, I'd be a little scared. So
you'd be scared if someone asked you for your autograph?
We're not quite used to that. So
well, maybe when 2.0 rolls around, then you'll be right there on the cover of Fortune magazine.
Scary.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for your time, Randy.
All right, thank you.
Coverage of Ware 2.0 is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.